Hey, folks, in this interview, there's a new tool in town, or a revised tool, actually, and it's from the folks over at Datacolor. That's coming your way next. This is TWIP. Hey, welcome back to another episode of This Week in Photo. I am your host, Frederick Van Johnson. Joining me today is John Walrath. He's going to be talking about some new tools that Datacolor, the imaging color experts, have just released for people like you and me, photographers. John's going to run through what the new product is, products are, and then also give us a sort of a quick demo, and we're going to talk a little bit about color theory and that sort of thing. So, John, welcome to the show, man. How's it going? It's good to see you again.
Oh, great. Great to see you, too.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about color, man. It's good. You're the official TWIP color expert now. So,
well, I appreciate that.
No, it's good. It's good to have you. So you guys are you like, it just seems like you just launched a device a couple of months ago. Now you're at it again with a new device. So, or with a new packaging. So tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, sure. We just released two new products. They're bundle products called Spider X Capture Pro and Spider X Studio. They are, made for two different types of photographers. They are accumulation of several of our different products to suit different needs.
So bundles for the photographers, which is me, right? And yeah. I have one here, so that you guys sent over for me to play around with, and I have to send it back. The Spider X Studio that you sent over. So that's for us, right? For photographers. And then the other one is what, and who is that one for?
Well, they're both really made for photographers. Probably the Capture Pro would be more photo and video. Mm-hmm. They both come with the Spider X Elite, which is our top of the line display calibrator. And then the Capture Pro, Spider X Capture Pro, comes with our Spider Checker, our Spider Cube, and our Spider Lens Cal. So that covers everything that you would need for the capture portion and then the edit portion of a color workflow.
Okay.
The Spider X Studio includes the Spider Cube, so that gives you a photographer a good reference for getting white balance, correction done, contrast, black point, that type of thing. Mm-hmm. It includes Spider X Elite calibration tool for your display, and then Spider Print, which will allow you to make a paper profile for a custom paper profile for your printer and the paper that you're putting through your printer.
Okay, cool. Well, let's talk about each one of those things, and starting with the cube. So you have one with you there, right?
I do. Yep.
So let's talk about that. So this is for people that are serious about color, which should be everyone. And I wanted to have you. I'm going to play devil's advocate here, right? So
okay, sure.
So devil's advocate says, you know, John, why do I care about all that? I'm shooting raw. It allows me to change my color balance later. And, you know, why do I have to care about having all this stuff in the scene? It's easier just to shoot raw and figure it out in post. What do you say to those people?
Yeah. Well, you know, color management is about maintaining color consistency through each part of your workflow. So it uses the standards for color accuracy, the ICC standards, and it gives you a reference point for color correction for the image that you capture. So you're able to capture as color true to life as possible. It gives you a reference point for seeing that image accurately on screen. So, you know, we're photographers and videographers here. So, you know, we rely on what we see as truth per se.
Yeah.
And then when you want to go from screen to print, you have a consistent reference. You can get that consistency from screen to print.
Yeah.
A non-color managed workflow includes a lot of, you know, moving sliders back and forth and kind of, how do you say, you know, it really, I mean, there's a lot of playing around to get to that, to get to the point where color management can help you get to the point very quickly and very consistently.
I think that the consistency piece of it is the key, right? Mm-hmm. And that whether, and I think it's smart to build up great habits, even if you're not shooting commercially or for fashion or whatever, where color is critical, right? Well, it's critical all the time, but in the case of where you have a customer that says, you know what, this is our brand red, or you're shooting for Tiffany's and they're like, this is Tiffany blue. We need it to be Tiffany blue, this, the whatever, you know, and you have to match that. You can't eyeball it and say, well, I'm just going to shoot in raw and make it Tiffany blue later. You have to, have to be sure and target. And that's where you, where your tools come in to allow the photographer to have that level of confidence and control over the final image, right?
Yeah. Confidence, control, and consistency is really, you know, the three C's of color management, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love it. So the, so then that cube allows, so basically how that, that works is what? You place that in the scene when the lighting is set, and then you take it out, or do you leave it in there, or what, how does it go?
Sure. What you do is you use this as a, you put it in a, it's kind of tough seeing myself backwards here. Yeah. So you use this in a, as a reference, in a photo. So, you know, if you were to photograph someone, so whenever I photograph someone, I will have them hold the cube up, right, basically in front of their face. It's going to be in the light that I'm illuminating them with. And what that does is it gives me, I'm going to move this up here a little closer.
Yeah, there you go. Yep.
Here we go. So basically what you'll see is you have, when you hold it in this orientation, you'll see two grays, two whites, the black trap right here. This represents card black. And then the little ball here at the top, that's, that will show you where specular highlights appear in the eye.
Yeah, I'm going to bring it up on my screen too so you can see it. Yeah. So here's mine. And this was in my kit I just cracked open. So let me focus on it. Let's see if we can get it. There we go.
There we are.
All right. You see that now?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, the workflow for this would be in any RAW editor, you can use your white balance eyedropper and pick off the brighter of the grays. That's going to be the that'll tell you the direction that the primary light source is coming from. And that'll help you set the white balance of the image. The black trap, the little black hole at the bottom, that will give you a reference for absolute black. So that's, it gives you, you know, you can set a true black point, really, instead of just the darkest pixels that were captured during the or in the image. Mm-hmm. When you can look at the black trap next to the card black, that'll help you, you know, it'll give you a good reference for adjusting like shadow shadow exposure or mid-tone exposure.
Wow.
And, you know, you want to make sure there's no clipping in the whites, no exposure warnings there. But it, you know, it's a very, very handy tool for,
You even get your specular with this guy right here, right? So,
yeah. So you see, you can, you know, if you were to use this in a studio setting, you can, you know, hold it up and you can see where the catch lights are going to fall. Mm-hmm. And so
that's cool. So then you just give it to, and it's got a tripod socket on there too. So you could mount it to something like a light stand or something and then pop that in the scene and take your reference shot and then take it out and you're good to go, right?
Absolutely. So generally, if I'm having someone photographing someone out, you know, on location, I'm having them hold this. That little tripod, or the little, it's a quarter 20 socket. Mm-hmm. There's a threaded insert or a thread on the top of the spider checker.
Oh, okay.
So you can, you know, I'll scoot back here, but you can see you can use this as an all-in-one reference for color.
And where does that, does that come in the kit that, that people purchase?
This comes in the Spider X Capture Pro.
Okay. Okay. So to get that color chart, so let's run through the different pieces that what's in the different boxes, right? The two. So starting with the lower end one, which is what?
Well, the one that's meant for more for the capture and edit phase, Spider X Capture Pro, that comes with, you know, Spider Cube, Spider Checker.
Yep.
It comes with the Lens Cal, which is, you know, meant to help you calibrate the autofocus fine tuning of lenses.
Oh, nice.
And then it comes with the Spider-X Elite.
Okay.
So the top of the line calibrator.
Got it. Got it. Okay. And then what comes in the package that I have, the Studio?
Sure. Studio includes the Cube again.
Yep.
Includes the Spider-X Elite. And then it includes the our paper profiler, Spider Print.
Oh, for the printing. So I need both of those, John. That's what I want that color grid. That's cool. That is cool. Okay. Awesome. So then one is for output, one is for capture, and that's basically the breakdown there. Is there a way to get everything together in one kit? You know, this the or do you have to buy both of them separately?
There's no option for basically everything.
Okay.
I mean, you can buy each component individually. So whatever you could buy the Capture Pro and also buy the Spider Print.
All right, John, before we wrap up, the kit that I have, which is the Spider X Studio, which is designed for output, like you're saying, and printing and that sort of thing. So it's got a device in there that allows me to calibrate and make sure that my printer is outputting what I see on my screen. Tell me how that works. Take me through that flow. And if you have a device there, show it.
Yeah, sure. So I have, I've got the device. We got the Spider Print device here. So this is the tool that physically will measure the targets that you print. You know, through the Spider Print software, you print off a series of color references. So this is one of the charts that you can print off here. So, there's about 9 different charts that you can use. They vary in how large the patch set is. So it goes from 255. There are ones that are larger, made for different format printers. But generally, most of them are 8x10 or 8.5x11 sized targets. So the workflow for that would be, you choose the paper that you want to print on. So this is, put it into your printer. Then you use, let it dry completely. Then you use the Spider Print sensor, and you put you can see here is the, sensor underneath here. And then you simply run the sensor over top of all the patches. So it creates measurements of that tell the Spider Print software how your printer and paper are working together to create those color combinations. And then from there, it creates the custom paper profile for your paper and printer.
Oh, that's cool. So then, so just so I understand, so that means I could, regardless of the printer you have, so you can have a cheaper low-end printer or a high-end full-on, amazing poster printer, you could print these targets out on that printer for the particular papers that you plan on using and create very specific exacting profiles for that printer and that paper and use and target those when you print every single time and you'll get consistent results. Now, does that, assuming that's true, does that mean if, I have low end printer here, high end printer there, I create targets using that Spider device, greens that come out of this printer should match the greens that come out of that printer. Is that true?
Yes, to the best of the printer's ability. So, every printer and paper combination, can print differently. But what this is going to do is it's going to give you, the best consistency that's possible with that. So, yes, it will help match those two printers, all things being equal in their ability.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if it can't produce a certain green, it's not, it can't create magic, it's not Doctor Strange or anything, right? So,
right.
so well, cool, man. So that's awesome. So just in terms of, let's wrap this up. So in terms of pricing and availability, so the Studio and the Pro, right? The one I have is the Studio, and then there's the one with the color calibration grid in there. What are the different prices on each one of those, and when will they be available?
Sure, they're currently available. Nice. They released this week. So the introductory pricing for Spider X Studio is $399 US, and then the introductory pricing for the Spider X Capture Pro is $319.99.
Lovely, lovely, cool, man. Well, congratulations! Yeah. And you're it looks like you're in your home office. Normally, when I talk to you, you're on the road somewhere. So, how did you manage to stay home this weekend?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate to be able to work from home, and Datacolor has been a great company.
Yeah, no, I love it. I love it. Very cool, man. So thank you so much for coming on again. I appreciate it. Congratulations on the new launch. So before we wrap it up, I got to throw this question out there. So what's next? So we got the Spider X, so now we got the bundles. What's next? I'm assuming, can I put on my clairvoyant hat? I'm assuming it's going to be an ultimate bundle with both of these things combined together, and you could, spend whatever dollar amount you guys stack on there and get the full Monty bundle.
We'll call it the TWIP special.
Yeah, call it the TWIP special. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Well, cool, man. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on, man, and good luck with everything. I wish you guys the best success with both of these bundles and, whatever other color-related things you're cooking up over there.
Yeah, well, appreciate it, Frederick. Thank you.
You're welcome. See you later, John. Yeah.
This is TWIP.